we've been able to attain a 90% success rate. And what a success rate means is they start the training, they complete the training, and they get a job.
Orlando Perez founded Skyview about 3 years ago. Last year, WBFO News met with Perez and a Skyview client. A single mother who had been on welfare was able to gain job skills and a new position. 1 year later, she is still employed at a call center in Cheektowaga. Perez is thrilled that she has remained off the welfare rolls.
She's still at ECS. She's been promoted. She has a car, her own apartment, no more food stamps, no more Medicaid. She is what I would consider totally self-sufficient.
Getting people off welfare and food stamps is really an ambitious task, given the economy and the climate. How do you do it?
It's really not what we do. It's what the people that enroll in the program. What we do is not for everybody. It takes somebody who's really willing to dig down and to try to do something different. So it takes a lot of internal fortitude, but we're there to support the folks. We teach them real skills that are needed to work. But beyond that, it's the employers that work with us, that actually come to our facility, that meet with our students, that will role play in the interview with them, whether they're going to apply there or not.
Skyview receives funding from the Workforce Investment Board as well as the State Labor Department. But now Perez is lobbying hard to get the city, county, state, and federal governments all on board in a bipartisan effort to help tackle unemployment so he can open more job training sites in the Buffalo area. And although many of the jobs Skyview places clients in are so-called back office jobs, Perez says some of his clients are earning up to $13 an hour. One even landed a job at $21 an hour. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.